Darren, they must be hard games to play in when you're just expected they won and steamrolled teams.
They are. I think getting the early goals settled us down and let us play the football we needed to play, like, both first half and second half. I think we just have to be professional going into the game and not take it for granted that we're going to win, and I think that's what the lads did tonight. We deserved it.
It's all over after 18 minutes with a hat-trick.
Quickest hat-trick ever, wasn't it? But yeah, Robbie's still putting them away, and he'll go in the Tuesday night full of confidence.
What's this regime like compared to the last one for you?
Obviously a lot better because I'm getting a chance. Not much more I can say, like.
What's Martin's philosophy? Is it just bring it down, play it like he was himself under Clough at Forest?
Well, he likes to play football. He likes to get up against people, press people, and like we've seen tonight, score goals.
What kind of group do you think this is going to be for Ireland?
It's never going to be an easy group, but if we can keep getting the results, obviously we've got 6 points in 2 games, but a tough game coming up on Tuesday. But if we get the right results, obviously we'll do all right.
David, 7-0 tonight, 3 points. Obviously, the one was the main aim. You were very lonely for the first half.
Yeah, you know, that's international football sometimes, like, you know what I mean, but you got to remain concentrated. It was a difficult night for Gibraltar, but I think we did a very good professional job, and you know, we played some fantastic stuff and broke them down in the early goal. And like, and, you know, a hat-trick from Robbie is a huge achievement, and whether who you're playing or whatever, it's a tough thing to stick the ball in the back of the net, and lucky enough we've got a striker of that calibre.
You made a couple of great saves in the second half.
Yeah, I managed to get my head on one of them, like, you know what I mean, clear one off the line, like, you know, so I'm just delighted to get a clean sheet from a country, like, you know what I mean. So it's a big plus going into Tuesday night.
You'll obviously be aware of Derry getting through to another cup final here.
Yeah, I was absolutely delighted. You know, I've always had a very keen affiliation with Derry, and it means a lot to me. It's a lot in my heart. Like, you know, it's a fantastic time for me and one of my better times in my career. Like, you know, so I'm absolutely chuffed to get to another cup final, and hopefully we can go on and beat Pats again like last time.
You played in that epic in 2006.
Yeah, it was here as well. You know, last game at Lansdowne Road. You know, and it was a very emotional night that day. Like, you know, because it was my last day for Derry. Like, you know, and you know, Jim Roddy and the Badger the next day talking to them. There was a few tears shed. Like, you know, knowing that I was moving on. But you know, that's football. But yeah, I'd be rooting for Derry big time.
Another big game coming up now in a few days. Germany.
Yeah, Germany. Awesome outfit, aren't they? Like, you know what I mean. So. World champions, they're in a bit of transition, so yeah, hopefully we can go up and ruffle a few feathers.